Chapter 11. The Note on the Tree.
"There goes a good-hearted man," Grandfather said, as Andy Watts disappeared into the trees.
"We were lucky to find him," Henry said.
"If it weren't for Doris's sister, we wouldn't have,"
Jesse said. Grandfather chuckled.
"So, you met Hildy."
Benny made a face.
"She's so crabby,"
he said.
"If I were Mr. Watts, I wouldn't live so close to her."
"Andy loves this forest," Grandfather told them. "There aren't many private cabins in it."
"How do you know so much about him, Grandfather?"
Violet asked.
"Doris told me," Mr. Alden explained. "Andy works at the sporting goods store in town. It's a long way, but he likes living close to nature."
"Did Doris tell you anything more about Hildy?" Henry asked.
Grandfather shook his head.
"No, not a thing."
His eyes closed.
"Grandfather," Violet said, "are you all right?"
"Just a little tired."
"I'll bet you're hungry, too,"
Benny said.
"I sure am."
Mr. Alden smiled.
"Why don't you children run along and make lunch?"
He yawned.
"I'll just rest my eyes a bit."
The children ran off to the kitchen tent.
"Mr. Watts said we might change our minds about leaving," Henry commented. "I wonder what he meant."
"Maybe he thinks Grandfather won't be comfortable here,"
Violet offered.
"His ankle is painful."
"But Grandfather wants to stay,"
Benny put in.
"He said so."
"Mr. Watts doesn't know Grandfather," Jesse said.
"That's for sure," Henry added. "He doesn't know that once Grandfather makes up his mind, he doesn't change it easily."
"Henry, you light the fire," Jesse said. "We'll warm up the stew."
Jesse looked into the cooler. She didn't see the container with the stew.
"Did you take out the stew when you got the ice?" she asked Violet.
Violet shook her head.
"No,"
she said.
"I didn't take out anything but ice."
"Where could it be?"
Jesse asked. The two girls looked all around. At the table, Violet said,
"That's funny. The note we left for Grandfather is gone."
"But you put a stone on it to keep it in place," Jesse said.
"Yes,"
Violet answered.
"Here's the stone. But the note is gone."
Just then, Benny came running up to them.
"Come quick,"
he said. The girls followed him to the maple tree. Henry stood under it. He pointed. Midway up the trunk was Violet's note.
"The hiking and soon are scratched out,"
Jesse observed.
"Now it reads, went home, back never."
"And look what's holding the note against the tree,"
Benny exclaimed. It was a long, sharp arrow. Henry reached up and pulled it out of the tree.
"Someone is really anxious for us to leave," he said.
"But these are campgrounds," Jesse said. "Why would anyone want to keep campers away?"
"We aren't bothering anyone,"
Violet said.
"Except that nasty Hildy,"
Benny put in.
"Everybody bothers her."
"It doesn't make sense," Jesse said. "Why would Hildy, or anyone, want us to leave?"
"That's what we have to find out," Henry said.